You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman. I'm here with my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tammy.
Thanks for having me.
So if you'd like to reach us on our off-air number, you can text us or call us at 314-472-DOUG. Again, that's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. And you can also visit our website at DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. So, Tammy, before the break, you had asked a question about our listener. Go ahead and restate that.
Basically, her lender that she was trying to work through denied her. She had a credit score of 600, and he told her that she had to have 640 to be able to qualify for an FHA loan. So what we found out is that you actually were able to do it, and my question to you was, how did you manage to pull that one off?
It's a fantastic question because most people don't understand, a lot of people in the mortgage business don't even understand the difference between agency guidelines and investor overlays.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Okay, those
I don't
are
know what that means.
Complicated words. Here's what they mean. An agency guideline, so FHA, for instance, they don't have a credit score requirement. And most people don't even realize they don't have a credit score requirement. What the requirement is, it ends up coming through the secondary market, through investors, because the investors get held accountable for the performance of their loans.
So there's a group of people that are investing into the loan.
Right, a group of people, the big lenders
businesses.
Out there, let's say Chase, Bank of America, Wells
okay.
Fargo, all those big lenders.
Okay.
They'll say, you know, we don't want our default rate to be too high, so we're going to take what's offered out there and we're going to constrict it. So we're going to say 640 is going to be our minimum. And it's almost like price fixing that
okay.
The prices fixed by the market are that nobody wants to do anything under 640 because the default rates go up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the beauty of being at Cherry Creek Mortgage. NMLS number 3001 at Cherry Creek Mortgage. Here's the beauty of being with Cherry Creek. Okay, at Cherry Creek, we're big enough to go investor direct.
Okay, now you guys are nationwide, right?
We're nationwide. We're in the top 25 lenders in the country. We did $3.7 billion in loan volume last year, which
wow.
really speaks to a lot of why I'm with Cherry Creek, why I chose them. I get recruited by different lenders all the time. And I chose Cherry Creek because we're big enough that we can sell directly to Fannie Mae, directly to Freddie Mac, directly to Ginnie Mae for all of our FHA and VA loans. That gives us so much power. And an example of that power is the loan you just mentioned. And mm-hmm. even more than the loan you just mentioned, I've closed six loans the last 3 months that have been referred to me by the largest mortgage lender in St. Louis. I'm not going to say their name, but because the largest lender in St. Louis can't sell agency direct, they're stuck with those investor overlays, and we aren't.
Okay.
Our performance rate is so good on our loans that we're willing to take a risk on some of the lower-end loans.
All right. So now you've thrown in the term the overlay. So the mortgage guidelines and versus the overlays, what is the difference? Can you clean that up for me just a little bit more?
Well, so that difference is that these investors overlay on the agency guidelines to say, I know that you say we can do all this, but we're not going to really allow that.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to overlay on those guidelines and say, no, we're not going to take that.
Okay.
We're not
okay.
going to take it. Even though you say it's a good enough loan, our performance rate's not good enough, we want to constrict it more.
Right.
And anybody who has to sell directly to those investors, they don't have any options with it. They get really confined. And let me just give you a couple examples of
okay.
where this comes in for us. I just closed a loan last month, referred to me from the largest lender in St. Louis, $532,000 purchase. People had good credit. However, they had a short sale just over 2 years ago. Okay, they have 20% down, which qualifies them on a conforming loan, which means it would qualify to be sold to Fannie Mae. Here's the kicker, though. Short sales report on credit where it looks like a foreclosure, but we can produce
yeah.
paperwork that shows the difference. Okay, the problem is when you run it through Fannie Mae's underwriting engine called Direct Underwriter or DU, it will kick it out and won't give an approval.
Well, right, so you have to manually override.
Yeah, manually underwrite the file, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't sell directly to Fannie Mae, none of the investors will do manual underwrites anymore, meaning that a human double checks what's in the file,
got it.
But it has to get a DU approval. Well, we don't have to have that. Because
okay.
we can recognize the error in the computer, underwrite it directly, good old-fashioned person sitting here underwriting, go pick
right.
it and sell it directly. We didn't have any problems. It was a good loan.
Right.
We went 20% down on a $532,000 house.
That's great. That's awesome, though, for them. I mean, so you guys are willing to go above and beyond, not just rely on the software. You really go through everything.
Not only go through everything, but I mean, we're willing to do the complicated deals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that is true.
I just did a deal this week. Somebody was self-employed. Okay, tough loan, once again, the largest lender in town couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't even a big loan, but we did it more as a favor for this guy because he had a rough patch several years ago, had a foreclosure 4 years ago. But he's cleaned up his credit. His credit scores are fine, 700. Okay? The guy owns five companies. So through his tax returns, somebody really has to know what they're doing to dig through the tax returns and really get it.
Right.
Like really be able to understand how to sift through it. And you know, I didn't have any problems qualifying the guy because I'm willing to go through the detail work.
You guys are professionals. You really are detailed and follow through with all of the things that are needed to qualify a loan. And it's pretty impressive.
Well, it sometimes is to our detriment financially because it can take a long time to go through some of those details. My team is so good behind
me. They really are.
Because after I set the direction on a loan, they take care of all the details for me. There's no way I could take care of every detail on every loan.
Right.
I'm really, really lucky.
You are.
And then having Cherry Creek behind me corporately, it's like a best case scenario. But I'm here, I want to put my borrowers in the best case scenario.
Right. So, really quickly, how often are mortgage guidelines changed and overlays changed? I mean, do these companies just change them without us knowing?
They're definitely changed without a consumer knowing.
Okay.
Okay, and this is really complicated because a company may have 10, 12 investors that they may sell loans to. And you get updates very frequently with what they're changing to. And you know, our underwriters have to stay up to date on that all the time. It's not an easy process. I used to have all the guidelines memorized, and then after about 2007, I gave up on memorizing them where I just have to have quick access to them.
I think you say those in your sleep, though, sweetie.
That's true. That's true. But
you
I can
talk.
Look things up very quickly. It's part of the benefit of being a geek where I actually like to study guidelines and you know and dig into the stuff. I get into it.
You know? Yes, you do. And in your sleep, you're talking. And you're talking about these guidelines, I'm sure of it. Because I have no idea what you're saying.
It's on my brain.
You're very passionate about what you do. And what's cool about you is you just go above and beyond. And like you said, your team really does too.
So if you're in a situation for you personally, or if you have a friend or family member or even a coworker that could use a review on your mortgage, maybe it's a tough situation. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's an easy situation. We can do the tough ones or the easy ones, but we'll make sure that we represent you really well and get you the best value on a mortgage and get you the best advice to make sure that you choose the right loan. Get in touch with me. I'd be happy to help you. You can text or call me at 314-472-DOUG. It's 314-472-DOUG, D-O-U-G, which is 3684. Shoot me a text or leave me a voicemail, and on Monday morning, we will make sure we get back with you right away. Tammy, recently I've seen so much new construction going on in commercial buildings that I think we may have to change the Missouri State Bird to the crane. I just see cranes towering over all this new construction. So as we look at all this new construction, I have a lot of questions. And with these questions, I needed to call in the expert. So coming up, Kurt Millett, the Director of Pre-Construction Services at SM Wilson Construction, will be joining us. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.